Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. This is Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings, my friends. Wonderful to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. And today, a special edition of the show. We like to do this once in a while, just to break format and throw a change up at you. Today we'll be listening to some of the biggest number two hit records of all time. These recordings are outstanding, but they just didn't make it to number one. These records deserve the top spot, but had to settle for second place. But they get a special tribute today on the best of the runner-ups, here on Seems Like Old Times.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times. Now we'll get into the highest ranking runner-ups in just a few minutes. But here in our first segment, some other notable number twos, ones that we probably assumed had made the top spot, but just missed out. First up is Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five, Is You Is or Is You Ain't.
I got a gal who's always late, anytime we have a date, but I love her. Yes, I love her. I'm gonna walk right up to her gate and see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want her. I'm gonna ask her, is you is or is you ain't my baby? Way you acting lately makes me doubt. You is still my baby, baby. Seems my flame in your heart's done gone out. A woman is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you'll find she's gone and made a change. Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true? Find somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true?
Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby? Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. That was on the flip side of G.I. Jive. And while the top of the record did make it to number one, Is You Is or Is You Ain't reached number two for 3 weeks in 1944. One of the most popular entertainers in vaudeville and musical comedy history was Eddie Cantor. His record that's probably best remembered stalled at number two in 1929. It's Making Whoopee.
Every time I hear that march from low and grim, I am always on the outside looking in. Maybe that is why I see the funny side when I see a fallen brother take a bride. Weddings make a lot of people sad, but if you're not the groom, it's not so bad. Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make whoopee. a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Another year, or maybe less. What's this I hear? Well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he's suspected of making whoopee. She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone or even write. He says he's busy, but she says, is he? He's making whoopee. He doesn't make much money, $5,000 per. Some judge who thinks he's funny says you pay six to her. He says, now judge, suppose I fail. The judge says, but right into jail. You'd better keep her. You'll find it's cheaper than making whoopee.
A number two record for a pair of weeks in 1929, Eddie Cantor and Makin' Whoopee. Now, the Paul Whiteman Orchestra was so popular for so long, they compiled 17 number two hits. That's second most by any artist all time. And one of the runner-up records from the all-time runner-up artist is, ironically, You're the Top from 1934.
You're the Coliseum, you're the top, you're the Louvre Museum, you're a melody from a symphony by Strauss, you're a Bendel bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet, you're Mickey Mouse, you're the Nile, you're the Tower of Pisa, you're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless chair, a total wreck, a flop. But if they be on the bottom, you're the top.
You're the top. You're Mahatma Gandhi. You're the top. You're Napoleon Brandy. You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery. You're Garbo Sally. You're cellophane. You're sublime, you're a turkey dinner, you're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that is fated soon to pop, but if baby I'm the bottom, you're the top.
Thank you.
Paul Whiteman Orchestra with vocals by Peggy Healy and John Hauser. You're the top. Well, not quite the top. 3 weeks at number two in December of 1934. Now, many people consider Artie Shaw's Stardust to be the greatest recording of all time. It became an instant hit when it was released in January of 1941, but alas, it stalled out on the charts at number two. With a signature opening trumpet solo by Billy Butterfield, here is Artie Shaw's orchestra, Stardust. Billy Butterfield's trumpet, it was Jack Jenny on the trombone, and of course the leader Artie Shaw playing the clarinet on the classic recording of Stardust. And that's one of the runner-up records in our special feature today on Seems Like Old Times. It's a special edition of Seems Like Old Times, the number two records. In the spring of 1947, the Eddie Howard Orchestra spent 5 weeks in the runner-up spot with My Adobe Hacienda.
In my adobe hacienda, there's a touch of Mexico. Cactus lovelier than orchids, blooming in the patio. Soft desert stars and the strum of guitars makes every evening seem so sweet. In my adobe hacienda,
love are more complete. Of Mexico, cactus lovelier than orchids, blooming in the patio, soft desert stars and the strum of guitars makes every evening seem so sweet. In my adobe hacienda, life and love are more complete. Life and love are more complete.
From late 1946 to the middle of 1947, Eddie Howard had three records reach number two. My Adobe Hacienda was one of those, and it held the runner-up spot for 5 weeks. Now, the act with the most number two records all time, we'll tell you about a little bit later, but coming in at number two is Paul Whiteman's orchestra with 17. In third place with 16 runner-ups is Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, and they had a hit record at number two for 5 weeks in 1931, Sweet and Lovely.
In my arms so tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart a song of love is taunting me, melody haunting me. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May, and she loves me. There is nothing more I can say. Thank you.
Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians, with Carmen Lombardo on the vocals and Sweet and Lovely, number two for 5 weeks in 1931. Dean Martin's most lasting hit record was also a silver medalist. From 1953, that's Amore.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore. That's amore.
When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
That's amore.
Bells will ring,
ding-a-ling-a-ling,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella. Hearts will play
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella.
When the stars make you drool just like pasta fazool,
that's amore.
That's amore.
When you dance down the street with the cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Amore,
that's amore.
That's Amore was a million seller for Dean Martin in 1953, and it stayed at number two on the charts for 5 weeks. Now, 5 years earlier, in 1948, the most prolific voice actor of all time had a hit record about a cartoon bird. And it was another number two record for 5 weeks. Mel Blanc is joined by The Sportsman and the Woody Woodpecker song.
That's the Woody Woodpecker song. He's a peckin' it all day long.
I'd peck a few holes in a tree to see if a red was really red. It's nothing to me to fly off my tree and peck a few holes in your head.
That's the Woody Woodpecker's tune. Makes the other woodpecker swoon. Though it doesn't make sense to the dull and the dense, all the lady woodpeckers long for. That's the Woody Woodpecker song.
Come on up in the tree, fellas, and sing some harmony.
Woody Woodpecker serenade. On a woodpecker hit parade.
Though he can't sing a note, there's a frog in his throat. All his top notes come.
He'll be settling down someday. He'll be hearing the preacher say, for the rest of your life, you'll be Woody and White, and the choir will sing along with the Woody Woodpecker song.
Mel Blanc and the Sportsman with the Woody Woodpecker song. It spent 5 weeks at number two in 1948. We're all about second best today on Seems Like Old Times. It's a salute to the number two records on today's Seems Like Old Times. And another song that spent 5 weeks in the runner-up position featured Perry Como with the Ted Weems Orchestra. I wonder who's kissing her now. The Ted Weems Orchestra with Perry Como and I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now. That track was recorded in 1939, but it didn't become a hit until it was reissued in 1947. It soared to number two on the charts and stayed there for 5 weeks. Another five-week runner-up record was one of the biggest hits for Charlie Barnett's orchestra in 1941 with Bob Carroll's vocals, I Hear a Rhapsody. Thank you.
I hear you call so softly to me. I don't hear a call at all. I hear a rhapsody. And when your sparkling eyes are smiling at me, then soft through the starlit skies, I hear a rhapsody. My days are so blue when you're away. My heart longs for you, so won't you stay? My darling, hold me tight and whisper to me. Then soft through a starry night, I'll hear a rhapsody.
Charlie Barnett Orchestra was mostly a swing band, but ballads sold better. So every now and then they'd cool the tempo and produce a big hit like I Hear a Rhapsody, featuring the vocals of Bob Carroll. That's been 5 weeks at number two in 1941. And the last of the five-week number twos is our oldest record today, and we go way back to 1916 for Al Jolson for what's subtitled a Hawaiian love song, Yakahula Hikidula.
Down Hawaii away, where I danced to parade. On an evening I heard a hula maiden play. Yaka hula hiki doula, yaka hula hiki doo. Down Hawaiian way, by the moonlight bay. But when I linger a while, she stole my heart away. Yaka hula hiki doula, yaka hula hiki doo. Oh, I don't care if you love the lady as far and near. You'd forget about them all if you should hear. Yaka hula hiki doula, yaka hula hiki doo. I'm coming back to you, my hula loo. By the sea, at Waikiki you'll play for me, and once again you'll sway my heart away with your yakahula, yakahula loo. I'm coming back to you, my hula-loo. Across the sea, at Waikiki, oh, won't you play for me? And once again, you'll play my heart away with your yakahoola, yakahoola-loo.
Al Jolson was 30 years old in 1916 when he recorded the comedy song Yakahoola Hickey-Doola. He had also introduced it in the Broadway musical Robinson Crusoe Jr. And in that summer of 1916, that recording spent 5 weeks at number two. Flash forward now to 1947 when Al Jolson is 61 years old. His life is immortalized on screen in The Jolson Story. And for the movie, he recorded the anniversary song, which spent 6 weeks at number two.
Oh, how we danced on the night we were wed, we vowed our true love, though a word wasn't said. The world was in bloom, there were stars in the skies, except for the few that were there in your eyes. Dear, as I held you close in my arms, angels were singing a hymn to your charms, to hearts gently beating, murmuring low, darling, I love you so. The night seemed to fade into blossoming dawn. The sun shone anew, but the dance lingered on. Could we but recall that sweet moment sublime, we'd find that our love is unaltered by time. Into blossoming dawn, the sun shone in you, but the dance lingered on. Could we but recall that sweet moment sublime, we'd find that our love is unaltered by time.
From 1947, Al Jolson and the anniversary song. One of the greatest number two records of all time that we're featuring today on Seems Like Old Times. We're admiring the records that peaked at number two on today's Seems Like Old Times. And finally, our first lady of the day. It's Margaret Whiting in Far Away Places.
Far away places with strange sounding names. Far away over the sea. Those far away places with a strange maybe Siam, I've been reading about in a book that I took from a shelf. I start getting restless whenever I hear the whistle of a train. I pray for the day I can get underway
and look for those castles in Spain.
They call But I know that I'm burning to see those far away places with the strange sounding names calling, calling me.
Those far away places with the strange sounding names
calling, calling,
calling, calling
me.
Margaret Whiting with the Frank Duvall Orchestra and Far Away Places, a number two hit for 6 weeks early in 1949. Oh, and here's our second lady of the day. It's Mary Ford with Les Paul and another 6 week number two record, Mockingbird Hill.
When the sun in the morning creeps over the hill and kisses the roses round my windowsill, then my heart fills with gladness when I hear the trill of the birds in the treetops on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la. La-la, toodity-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on the Mockingbird Hill. Survey all my kingdom while everything's still. Only me and the sky and an old whippoorwill singing songs in the twilight on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, tweedity-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, tweedity-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on the Mockingbird.
That almost became Les Paul and Mary Ford's first number one. Mockingbird Hill was a gold record in 1951, but it only made it to second place on the charts and remained there for 6 weeks. 1 year earlier, the Sammy Kaye Orchestra spent a half a dozen weeks at number two. This was the last hit the band had with Don Cornell as its vocalist, It Isn't Fair.
Thank you.
sing this beautiful song, here is Don Cornell.
It isn't fair for you to taunt me. How can you make me care this way? It isn't fair for you to want me if it's just for a day. It isn't fair for you to thrill me. Why do you do the things you do? It isn't fair for you to fill me with those dreams that can't come true, dear. Why is it you came into my life and made it complete? You gave me just a taste of high life. This is love, then I repeat. It isn't fair for you to taunt me. How can you make me care this way? It isn't fair for you to want me if it's just for today. My darling, it isn't fair.
The Sammy Kay Orchestra with Don Cornell, It Isn't Fair. Another outstanding record that just missed out on number one, 6 weeks at number two. We've got more runner-up records after the break here on Seems Like Old Times.